Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We don't have news
around here very often.
No, we don't.
But this is news.
News flash.
In capitals. Okay, we have a very exciting announcement that we're bringing to you on this gorgeous Wednesday.
Well, hopefully you're excited by it.
And hopefully as excited as we are. So, listen up, guys. Who of you out there, you know, you tune in on a Wednesday, you're here every week, we appreciate you. Who out there fancies an extra one?
Do you fancy a new
episode? Do you want to take our relationship to the next level? Do you want to see us twice a week?
Do you fancy a second episode on a Monday as well?
We're just putting it out there, because if you do, guys, we may have the answer to all of your problems.
And
right?
We're calling it the Girls Bathroom Group Chat.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A selection of you over to the group chat.
Absolutely.
Where you can talk amongst yourself, make friends, most importantly, an extra episode of the podcast on a Monday.
Absolutely.
Over to the group chat, listeners.
This is news, guys. This is big news.
Yeah, so it's actually a Patreon. We're just calling it
the group chat.
Because we want it to be a community, like it's community vibes.
Absolutely. So it is live now. If you go to patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom, you can join us over there. There's already 3 exclusive episodes on there waiting for you. And yeah, you will get a brand new Girls Bathroom episode every single Monday.
Yes. And there's also other bonuses.
You'll be able to watch the full video too, because we know you guys have been asking for that. You know, you see us on TikTok, you see us on YouTube,
you'll be able to watch,
and you're like, where can I watch
there?
The full episode? Well, you can watch it on patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.
And then whenever we do like another tour or any other merch, like it'll always be, you know, the first,
yeah, you guys have got priority.
You've got priority, so
you'll be the queens.
You'll get,
you know, you'll be in the group chat,
early access, and then any like dilemmas and stuff, like you can send them over on there.
Yeah,
and you'll kind of get a little bit priority.
Well, yeah, because you're
the
dedicated
one
there, you know. You'll
know
be
what
the
I
little,
mean.
The group chat,
you're
the group chat girlies. So we're so excited about this. We hope you guys are too. 2 episodes a week.
Cool, blimey,
we'll
we're on it
on
now.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
2 episodes a week, you guys.
So it's £3.99 a month, and you go to patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom, and it is live now.
Come join us in the group chat, you guys.
So that's the group chat. We're very excited about it. So I guess
we'll see a couple of you over there.
I guess we'll see a couple of you over there on Monday. But enjoy the rest of the episode. We love you so much, and we hope you're excited about this, because we We're going to start this episode with some ASMR.
Oh, yes.
Because it's July.
Absolutely.
Cheers to July, everyone.
Cheers to cold cokes. Just missing.
Happy July, motherfuckers.
Glass of ice, and it...
Having these snacks at the studio has changed our life.
It's
walking,
made us...
hummus crisp, biscuits, chocolates.
Also gives us more energy.
Yeah.
Gives us
I'm on a Coke original today. I'm going to be bouncing off the wall.
I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was like, people who have a full fat Coke really enjoy life.
Absolutely. Cheers
they
to
really,
that.
It was like, they really know how to enjoy life. It made me laugh.
Cheers to that, you guys.
But there's something about the fake sugars in Coke Zero that gives me a zing.
Coke Zero is fascinating yeah. because it does kind of taste the same.
But there's
a full fat yeah. is just like, oh, the thing is, it's crack.
To me, the full fat
diet is gives shit, me but...
diet, but it's drinkable. It is nice. But the full fat to me, it gives me a coat of sugar on my teeth.
Me too.
It's still so good. It feels thick.
Does it feel
thick to you?
Not right now. I've only had two sips. Right. But I can't really drink a full can.
Yeah.
Like this is...
I spilt half the can on the floor. 330
mils. Like,
that's a big one as well.
That's 330 as well.
This one is... Oh.
Just because mine's skinny and yours is short. Way. Yeah. I can get through a full drink, like glass of Coke if we're at a restaurant.
Yeah, but it's because it's got ice in it.
At home with a can that wasted
well,
on me.
I've got these cans of Coke Zero at my flat and
the skinny ones
and I have to put two... in so I have to put two in to fill up my glass and it feels kind of crazy because I'm like popping open two cans,
double doses,
but then I finish it and yeah, there's something about it being in the glass other than the can. It's easier to drink,
yeah.
But can is also nice. Worst form is bottled.
Ooh.
Out of a bottle.
Who's having bottled Coke? Come on. Sometimes it's an emergency.
No.
Service stations. Yeah, I've been there.
It happens.
Picnic. Yeah, sure. I've been there. Mum's got it in the fridge.
Yeah,
sure. I've been there. But it's not my choice.
If I had the choice of all choices.
Glass.
Bottle.
Or skinny tall can.
Skinny tall can. It'd be a glass bottle first.
I even like the small mini cans that you get on airplanes.
Same.
That's about the right dosage. I can drink all that. Much more than that. And I'm kind of pushed over to the edge.
Because it's like just a little zinger.
Also something I love to drink on airplanes, tomato juice. Don't know what it is.
Yeah, this is a new
Whenever thing. They come around, you know, and go, anything from the trolley? Any drink? Yeah, I'll actually have a tomato juice because it's that. I think that, and I love it.
Yeah.
But it's whenever I go to the supermarket every week, it's not something that I think to buy. It's not something that I crave. It's not something that's on my radar. But when it's there and it's a glass,
it's definitely
not
love on my radar.
It.
Yeah. I mean, do you add salt and pep?
No.
Is that what you do?
Oh, maybe some people do, but I don't. Right. Well, that's verging into Bloody Mary, Tabasco territory, isn't it? Which I also love.
And do they add salt and pep?
Well, they add spice. They put like Liam Perrins in there and Tabasco.
Liam Perrins?
Yeah.
What was that?
Liam Perrins.
Liam,
yeah. What's it called?
Excuse me?
What are you saying?
You said, and Liam Perrins.
Liam Perrins.
What's Liam Perrins?
Isn't that spicy sauce?
I don't know what that is.
That's what my mum calls it. Let me Google
it. Oh, it's a name of a sauce.
That's right, Callum.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I know.
Making me think I was making something up.
I was like, Liam.
The judgment in her eyes just then.
Exactly.
I killed someone.
Saying like you're saying gobbledygook.
Liam Perrin sauce.
Oh, so it's a sauce. I thought they just put Tabasco.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think they do.
Oh.
But it's an option.
Well, is Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire
Sorry? You're not pronouncing. Say that again.
Is Worcestershire sauce?
What about it?
Don't they put that in?
I don't know. I'm not a barista.
Anyway.
But Tabasco is. Seems to be the usual bit of celery.
I like Tabasco.
So happy July!
Sophia's birthday month.
Da, 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 da,
is
da, da,
upon us.
Birthday countdown.
She's going to be joining the
this
25
is,
class.
When's my last episode as a 24-year-old? Is it this one?
No, the next one.
I think it's the next one.
Next one. You got one time. More. You got time.
Then I'm going to be a whole new wise lady.
It's a good age.
My frontal lobe is going to be developed.
Yes.
And I'm going to be seeing things clearly.
The frontal lobe will be developed. Mm. I mean, you're pretty much there. But there will be clarity on the day.
There will be, won't there?
There will be clarity on the day.
I 100%. Always remember when I woke up on my 10th birthday.
Interesting.
And I just felt like, oh my God, I feel so clear.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
I felt like, oh my, I just felt so like,
I'm grown.
I'm double digits.
Wow.
You know, I'm going to be a teenager
Something
soon.
About the double
I just felt like, I opened my eyes and I just felt new.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my phone's on ring.
Isn't
Let me turn that out for you guys.
I mean, I remember thinking 13 was old and was grown.
Well, it's old
it was,
for a child
a
compared
teenager.
To a six-year-old. Yeah, that
is
old.
That's true.
You're grown up. You're more self-sufficient, you know?
And when I look at a child,
gonna have a
when I just look at a small child, I could not tell you how old they are. We've said this before.
We're not
are
good.
Are they four?
But I couldn't with
are
anyone.
Are they eight? Like,
I can't with
children
anyone.
Especially. Are they 10? I don't know how 12-year-olds look these days.
Me neither.
Because I don't know one.
Probably we like only, 16-year-olds.
We only know a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And even him, we're like, ooh. Are you 4?
Are you 1?
Are you 1? No, he's fucking 2.
2. He's our gauge.
When are they meant to be speaking? You know, we don't know the lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Mm. But you know, it's like, yeah. Oh, should they be speaking at 8 months? Like, what is the...
Well, we're not in that era of life yet. We've got that ahead of us. We're not experiencing that yet.
Are you meant to read books and stuff?
Read books to them?
No, as in to educate yourself on motherhood.
Oh. Yeah, there probably is motherhood books, I'd imagine, that we'll read when the time comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Hi guys, well let's dive into our episode today. We're doing some girl talk.
This is a
some
nice
beautiful day
week.
Outside. Yeah, so I went to get my nails and yesterday I thought I'm going for pink, and the woman this just came to me because the woman next to me so I was there, it was just the two of us.
Oh,
great nail shop. The woman was doing my nail, so basically, sorry, I'm telling this all wrong. She did my toes, and it was a different woman that usually does my toes. Mm. Because I walked in, the one I always go to, she was like, French tip. I was like,
oh.
She knows it, on the toes, I'm here.
Oh, that's nice.
But then she was doing my hands. I had like two at once because it was really quiet.
Oh, that's nice.
So she was doing my hands, and a different girl was doing my French tip toes. Mm. And she did them just slightly differently, and I was like,
what, the French tips?
Don't like that as much. Yeah. Like, she really squared my toe, and I was like, that's very square.
So not
for
as
a toe.
Round.
Not as I like a squoval.
Mm-hmm.
straight round at the edges. And she did like sharp edges on the toes, and I thought, oh, something's not right.
You're
there.
Not used to that.
I can't quite pinpoint it. And she was like, do you like them? Yeah, love them. Thank you so much. Socks on, shoes. Let's go to the hands. And then when I sat down, she was finishing off my hands, the original woman, a new girl next to me came in, and she was a bit older. She was like, she was a woman, you know?
A lady.
She sat down next to me, and the woman started filing her nails. And she was like, oh, no, not like that. And I was like, she's brave.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she said, no. If you could just do that bit, you've done that too. That's too sharp.
Oh.
And again, I was like, that's someone, my toe's really sharp. I was like, this is obviously her thing.
She does a
sharp square.
Sharp edge.
And I was thinking, and she said, she was like, no, a bit more round at the edge. I thought, that's what I wanted from the girl who's blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So I thought, oh, she's such a, this nail tech is a square kind of gal.
Right.
And she was like, oh, no, well, you've done them too short now. Oh, no, I'm growing my, stop filing that bit.
Oh.
No, I just want the edges round,
Oh.
And she was not afraid. I thought, good for her.
To speak up.
Wasn't afraid. She was lovely. We had a conversation. Yeah. She's saying she wanted a pale pink. I was like, you should do, funny bunny, OPI, bubble bath, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll try that, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, you're not afraid to speak up. So
impressive.
It prompted me to think, what do you guys do? What kind of girls are listening?
Yeah, fuck.
Question of the week this week. You're getting your nails done, but it's not what you were hoping for.
Yeah, fuck.
What kind of girl are you? We've got, they're great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Love them. Or no, not happy. Just fix that bit. Oh, pass me the file. I'll do it. Blah, blah, blah. What do you think?
I mean, I would say the past, bar this time, because this is what I asked for. The past 3 times I've been, I've not been like, just love them.
Mm,
you know,
perfect.
Like, perfect. But then it's...
Can't wait to stare at these for the next 2 weeks.
But then it's like, is perfection, what is perfection? You know?
Well, when I think it comes to nails, it can be achieved.
I'm not speaking up.
You've not said anything.
No,
that's your point. That's, you've not been happy the past 3 times and you've not said anything.
But what it is, it's when it's the quick decisions for me.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do the 2 colours. Which one do you prefer? fuck. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know.
I need
at least 10 minutes to just sit and just and think and maybe text some people what you
send
prefer.
Send some pics,
you know?
Do a poll.
And then I end up making an impulse decision. Oh, actually, can you...
Yeah.
And it's actually my fault because I've said... I've spoken up and said
so
the
is this
wrong...
a colour choice?
I'm just speaking in general. Like when I got those pink tips with the cherries, like that was an ordeal for me. I went through something in that chair because I wasn't enjoying the pink. They were like, oh, but I like that pink. You know, she picked out the pink.
Yeah, it's when they give their opinion that's like, oh, now I feel
bad.
Something.
I was like, oh, maybe we just do a white tip. And she was like, oh, really? No.
Pink.
And she was like, the pink looks really nice. Hey, guys, don't you think, like, getting everyone there, oh, the pink's fun, it's summer.
Yeah.
I didn't want the pink tip, but I could not stand up for myself and say, I want a white tip. I'm so sorry, Susie.
Yeah.
And they were cute. They were cute, but whatever.
But she only had them for a week.
But yeah. But they were grown out underneath as well and they were getting all manky.
I mean, I'm the same. I'm not going to say if I don't like it, I'm just going to smile, pay, walk out of there and cry about it after.
Because we both found nice new nail places that are local to us. And
we
really like the women in there.
Me too.
And like, I just don't want to upset them. I just could not. Mm-mm.
So we've got, they're great or no, not happy.
Yeah.
83%.
I was saying they're great.
Thank you. And 17%. So there's some brave people amongst us that are going to speak up and say their truth.
But maybe 25 is the
age. The kind of girl that eats the wrong meal at a restaurant when I get what I didn't order.
I mean, us too.
Us too.
Like, we ain't saying anything.
This girl is so right, though. It's so expensive that I've started to say something. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but if I'm paying for it, I want to be happy with
it. It's true. It's like, we actually need to... And then, my nail lady was telling me the story about she saw someone on TikTok.
Yeah.
And this relates. This girl went to this new nail shop that she found on Instagram, paid a deposit. She was meant to be really good. Got there and whatever. The lady let her sit in acetone or something for like 2 hours. No joke, 2 hours. And I was like, what the fuck?
What?
She was like, she was sat waiting, soaking for like 2 hours. But then the girl was like, look, I've got nothing else to do tonight. I may as well just ride it through. They've already got my deposit, like whatever. And then this woman started doing her toes and she was bleeding, made all her toes bleed.
What?
Like there was blood everywhere. Apparently in this TikTok, she was showing the blood. And then she was trying to put tips on her toes because she was getting little tips, you know, little acrylic tips.
Oh.
And they weren't sticking because there was blood. And then she kept spraying peroxide on the toes.
Oh, be stinging like hell.
To stop them from bleeding. Then they went stinging.
Oh my God, that's a horror story.
Yeah, and she was like, you know what, keep the deposit, like, you know, I'm gonna go. And then the woman was like, no, like, let me at least finish the toes. And she was like, you know, I guess whatever. And the tips weren't sticking because there was so much blood and they were just coming up and she still had dry blood on her toes.
I don't like hearing about that. Oh my God, the poor
girl. Anyway, so she wasn't like, this is unacceptable, you know. If our toes were dripping blood, I would hope we'd go,
come on,
sorry you guys, there's something going on here. They shouldn't be dripping beads.
This girl's got the best of worlds. Look, she's put, thank God my mum is a nail tech, so I can just complain.
I get, that's it,
Depends on the price of the nails. And normally, if you don't like the first nail, then it's okay to change your mind. So you can kind of like say it once and be like, oh, can we just change that bit? But when you keep interrupting, that's when you're like, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, because I've spoken up like once or twice. Like if they're like, and then you say it one time, but you don't want to.
You can't say
excuse me. Because then you just feel like a twat. Yeah. And also,
it's when people grab the file for me and do it themselves. Ooh. I think, God, that is brave.
But
then they're showing them the shape they want. Like, I get it.
And it's almost like the other people sat getting their nails into that. They're just listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly it for me.
Well, that was me yesterday.
Yeah.
Just listening.
Yeah. Because it's like, if it was just me and her, maybe then you'd be like, oh, sorry. You just mind if I'm blah, blah, blah.
But it's other people.
It's other people listening and then turning their heads. And it's like, for fuck's sake. Because I would too.
Listen to this. As a nail tech.
Yeah.
Here she goes. Got a girl writing in.
Oh, she's saying, speak up. Yeah.
Please, please tell us. If you don't like something, we can tell when someone isn't vibing with something. Yeah. So there's no point lying and wasting your money and our time.
I know, but we're good fibbers. Oh, it's so
good. Oh, I love it. Oh my God, I love it.
You would not know.
These are so cute.
You would not know.
Happened to me yesterday. Couldn't say I hated them after so long, but they took so long. This just happened to me recently. However, I loved them and went home to bed to find out they were fucking glow in the dark. So my French manicure is gorgeous in the day, but I don't need a torch during the night. Just got my fucking fingernails. I don't even think I can say anything when I go back and get them done again. Oh,
do you remember when I went and wanted the brown chrome?
Yes.
Oh Lord. And Hailey Bieber was in a chrome thing, and she had this beautiful like taupey brown chrome, and it was just like a glowy brown, and it was like autumn. It was the vibes.
It was the vibes.
And fucking hell, they looked green. She put nice brown on, then she put the chrome powder on. They were fucking shining like forest green and like green.
I've never had horrible. That good of an experience with the chrome powder.
I couldn't
powder.
Say anything.
And it's also
had the wrong chrome powder.
It makes you really sad because, you know, when you've got your nail up, say if you've booked in or you think, okay, I'm going to get my nails done on Thursday, the whole week you're thinking, What am I gonna get?
That's
I can't wait for them to look like this. Look at this. Yeah, we're sending screenshots. Boom, boom, boom. What do you think? This or this? Oh, it's gonna look so nice. And then when you're getting them done and you're sat there and you're realizing they're not coming out the way you want it.
It's a sad realization.
It's heartbreak. And then you've actually got to pay for it. And then you've got these ugly things on your hands that you're staring at for at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Jarring. That's why I've got a nail file at home.
That's what I could have done with last night on my toes, just to soften the edges.
Well, just get yourself one. And it's just like, you know what? Sometimes it's like, let me just...
Yeah.
And then you feel a lot more happy when you've got the shape down yourself. The shape's it might take you all fucking night. Like sometimes it's taken me all night to file like, a whole...
But it's worth
to
it.
To both fucking hands, but it's worth it.
Someone said...
But we should speak up.
At the time.
You shouldn't be having to buy a nail file so we can file them at home.
This girl literally had nails I've hated for 3 weeks because I was too scared. See, But then this girl, I'm not paying for nails I don't like.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
We need to be better.
Listen, if it was the hair salon...
We need to be braver.
If it was the hair salon, I'm speaking up. 100%. It's your hair salon. No, but I'm saying like you're sat there in the fucking basin and you don't and you're not all
that's really scary.
Surely you're gonna speak
I'd be crying
up. Yeah, right. So I'd rather so that's why nails it's like look they're passable to look kind of janky.
They look good from afar,
right?
How bad can they
right.
be?
Whereas hair's
your whole head.
Yes, so
that's when you've got to speak up.
Yeah,
but it's tough.
It's tough out
we're in the we're in the majority this week, but maybe you know that can be a lesson for us all.
This is a lesson for us all.
Maybe when I turn
to,
25, I'll be speaking up
because we need to speak up when boys are being, you know, horrible.
Yeah,
and boyfriends are being
not nice.
So it's a big learning lesson.
We need
lesson.
To have
we're
the same attitude in the nail shop.
Exactly, we've got to speak up in all areas of our life.
Hear, hear. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hear. Baby. Okay, let's kick things off this week, ladies
my
and gentlemen. Where
flat.
Do we? Why? This is fresh can.
I think because it had a spillage.
I
think we
spilled
out
the
a
zest.
Lot of the bubbles.
That's a shame.
But it's fine.
There's plenty more in the fridge if you want another one.
It's okay.
We're stocked up here for the whole building.
If anything, it's quite nice because it's not making me burpee. So.
Okay, where should we start this week? We've got my best friend confessed her feelings to my boyfriend.
It's a scary world out there for everyone.
I've got to keep an eye on you, girl.
Oh, don't. You've got nothing to worry about.
Could you imagine? Hey girls, imagine. It all started when Sarah and Brian began to meet up alone.
Imagine!
Whoa!
Imagine I was like, yeah, me and
James. We're gonna be going for the
what?
How would that even happen? Like, how does that?
Right.
The only way
without,
I can see that happening
because you are the middle man, like
I'm the glue.
Like the best friend is the glue.
But maybe the only reason I see that happening is when the best friend actually isn't the glue, and it may be like you've all been
like
friends
all
from school, or like you've all had friends else. Well, yeah.
Right. So maybe you were all part of one friendship group.
Like Sarah doesn't know Brian through you.
She
actually knew
him
knows
before.
Him off her own.
Yeah.
That's the way I could see it working. But let's see where this goes.
Because it's weirder if you met because of your girlfriend and then.
So it all started when Sarah and Brian began to meet up alone.
Doing what?
Brian still lives with his mum. mm-hmm. in their garden shed made to look like a room. Okay, so in an outhouse. As Sarah was busting the house regularly.
Busting? What does that mean?
I don't know. She has formed a bond with Brian's mum. This must be.
So I'm assuming they were all mates and she's just been going to visit the fam.
Yeah, but and why? She's formed a bond with Brian's mum. Quite a close one.
The fuck?
Brian is a mummy's boy, which I would normally consider a red flag. Mm. Brian's mum has been slagging me off subtly to my best friend, almost like she's trying to drop hints that she disapproves of me. So when Sarah's been at Brian's house and she's got this bond with the mum, the mum's actually not talking that highly of you. Me, right. Sarah and Brian all met up at Brian's house and his mum made comments such as, need to get some exercise in you. Wow.
Absolutely not.
You're wearing that in public. That's brave. I was wearing a hoodie and shorts.
Absolutely not.
To make me feel uncomfortable. However, complimenting my best friend, saying she looks so gorgeous and put together.
Put together? Shut up.
Brian and Sarah constantly meeting up alone makes me feel really uncomfortable as a best friend, as this just doesn't feel like what she should be doing. Mm. I went to Brian's mum just to vent. Oh, okay. So you do have some sort of relationship with her. I went to Brian's mum just to vent, and she said earlier that day, Sarah visited the house and witnessed Brian and Sarah having a passionate
kiss. What the fuck? So the mum's just like, look, I'm gonna.
But they have been kissing. She's here a lot, you know.
Yeah, but what if she was
always here without you?
She gives me like she could be lying about that vibe just to get you out of the picture.
She said they were very comfortable with each other, but I get the hint she only told me just to rub it in.
Yes.
And
she's not got the best intentions, this lady.
Yeah, because she doesn't like you.
No.
I always knew she didn't like me, but would she really like go this far?
Yeah.
I messaged Brian later on that day. He did nothing but deny. Then I received a text from Brian's mum explaining if I did. What is this? Explaining if I did anything like that, she would run me over.
What about your own
son? You've just told me my boyfriend's kissed my best friend. Why are you now saying if I do that, I'm going to run you over?
I'm upset right now and I'm trying to get clarity on the situation you're not helping.
I called Sarah asking her what she was doing at Brian's and if she had ever kissed him before or if the mum is just like chatting shit. And she also denied it. Looks like they are planning on taking it to the grave, .. Or did it ever happen?
Oh, stop. So that's it.
Full stop.
Yeah, because I mean,
that's a fucking mystery.
Honestly, my instincts were honestly that the mother could have lied.
Yeah, to get you out.
Yeah, because she
doesn't like you.
Yeah, because she's weird. She's made weird comments. No normal person makes those kind of comments.
To their son's girlfriend.
To their son's girlfriend. Like, they're not nice comments to make. So she's obviously got a real big issue with you.
Yeah.
You came round, you know, trying to find some guidance or whatever. Mm. She's just thinking, oh, I can steer this the way I want it
here
to be steered.
Here we go.
So I'm going to plant a seed. They were fucking snogging this morning.
Mm. Get you out.
Yeah, to make you leave. Because thinking that you would just be like, oh, I'm out of here. This is not for me.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because obviously they are going to deny it.
Obviously.
But then if it did happen, they could just say, yeah, we're in love. And then you would just leave. And then surely they can have their happily ever after.
Mm.
So it's like, are they telling the truth? Or did it actually happen?
I mean, what does your gut say? Like, have you witnessed chemistry between them? Like, is it normal? Like, what's the context? Like, does it surprise you that Sarah goes round to Brian's house all the time on her own? Or is it like, yeah, I get that because they're friends and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think it is
the context?
It is shocking to her because she's saying it's weird, is she not? She's saying it's making me uncomfortable and uneasy. So obviously that's not, no, there's that, you know,
something
when
feels
gut,
off.
You know in your gut that that's not a normal occurrence. Why the fuck is she going around to his house?
Yeah.
Maybe
I think, forget about the boy, forget about the mum.
This is...
They sound like, that's not okay.
No.
And this friend doesn't sound like she's your best friend to me.
Sound like a friend.
But if you wanted to get some closure, like you could say to her, like, what's been going on?
Please be honest with me.
Can you, like, you know, if you had a boyfriend, how would you feel if I was going around his house without you? Like, this isn't how, like, a best friend, we shouldn't be treating each other like this. Like, I'm so confused. And, like, I'm going to break up with him. You do what you will. Like, these people just aren't for you.
Maybe talk to her and say, look, I think I'm gonna end my relationship. So I would just like some honesty and some truth, so I can,
like,
just,
I'm breaking up with him regardless,
because
so it would be nice to have the truth,
right?
And take it from there.
Surely, you know, if this was me, I'd be like, all right, then, fucking hell. Cool.
If you're breaking up, I may as well tell you. So I'm sorry.
The first kiss happened way back in August 2021. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, tell
us what's
been going on.
Just so you can, like, you deserve, like, some closure, some answers. But I think you need to be rid of all of these lot, regardless. Yikes.
Yeah, because what the especially, the mum, the boyfriend, and the best friend. Get rid of them all.
Clear the roster. Yeah, start again.
So we've got my best friend needs in caps my money. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm all for helping out people,
I can send you a loan.
Yeah. And, like, people in your life who you love and love you and respect you. Like, yes, I'm
going through a hard time.
Yeah, of course we're going to help.
When I go through hard times, hopefully you'll repay the favor.
Exactly.
But the golden rule.
That's just a part of a good relationship.
The golden rule is, this is always what I was taught as a child. I'm going to pass it on to you guys. Whenever you lend anyone money, never expect it back. Even if you have to be comfortable thinking, I'm never going to see this money again. Even if they promise and they say,
because
I'm going to give you this back, I'll pay you back straight away. I'll pay you back at the end of the month. I'll pay you back in 6 months' time. You think, okay, hopefully you do.
Yeah.
But if you're going to lend it, if you're going to give it, you've got to make peace, be comfortable with the fact that you will never see that money again.
Because the chances are, probably won't return.
Probably won't.
But I mean,
It might. But don't lend it being like, I need this back. No. Because if you need it back, you shouldn't give it. Yeah. You need to hang on to it.
Because my general rule is, don't fucking lend. Don't lend, you know, random people willy-nilly money, you know.
Because it causes problems. Because, causes tension. Yeah. You've lent, okay, let's say you've lent them.
But if it's a trusted, you know.
Yeah. Let's say you've lent them 150 quid.
Yeah.
You've been asking for it back. You see on Instagram, they're out at a bar having drinks and you're thinking, you owe me money. I'm not out. I'm actually in tonight because I'm trying to save because my rent's coming up. Yeah. And you're actually out spending when you owe me money. Like, that causes a lot of tension, a lot of problems. So,
Or, you know, she's just booked a holiday. Mm-hmm. She owes me £500, but she's just booked a holiday
with
her boyfriend.
Yeah. Ouch.
And you're thinking, the fuck?
Yeah.
I've been asking you for the past 3 months
yeah.
to please send that money over.
Reimburse.
You know, you can give it in installments, la la la. And you've just booked a holiday and you're shouting about it.
Yeah.
That's just disrespectful. But. Yeah. Okay, so let's read this one. So my best friend needs money, but won't give me my Vivienne Westwood necklace back.
Oh, here we go.
Interesting.
That's my necklace, babe.
Well,
maybe she sold it for money.
Right. Maybe she sold it. Sorry if this is a bit all over the place, but I am fuming she's putting caps. Me and my best friend, let's call her Sarah, have been best friends since birth.
Wow.
Her mum is my mum's best friend. So this is like, you were
so
destined.
So you were planned to be friends.
But also it's like, you had no choice.
No. You know? Your mum's found out they were having girls at the same time and they thought, oh my fucking God, here we go. It's the next generation.
Right. We are both 19 now and we have been inseparable.
It's cute. It's nice.
To put into perspective, we both don't even call each other best friends. We both say it's more like a friendship soulmate thing.
Aww.
Until recently. So you see yourselves like sisters, right?
Yeah.
Until recently. Shit. For the past few months, red flags. Oh, I just saw a Harry Styles concert down in the bottom. For the past few months, red flags have been coming up everywhere. For example, she got angry at my boyfriend because her boyfriend cheated on her and refuses to talk to him. Let me say that again. She got angry at my boyfriend because her boyfriend cheated on her and refuses to talk to him.
Okay.
Wait, so she... Oh, so...
She's just hating boys right now.
Okay. She's constantly in debt to me. She never wished me a happy birthday. She forgot my birthday party. She constantly...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Puts me down about things, especially my driving, despite her not even passed her theory or test or taking lessons.
Right.
But the recent issues have become much too, have become too much for me to handle. My birthday was at the end of May and we were going to see Harry Styles.
Here we go. Us too.
Where
we've been.
I was looking, you know, through my jewelry, you know, what to wear to the concert. Mm-hmm. And I have this gorgeous pearl necklace by Vivienne Westwood.
I think I can picture
and
it in my
I couldn't
head.
Find it. And then I remembered Sarah borrowed it last year for a wedding. So I texted her asking if she still had it, and she said she did.
Okay.
I let her know I wanted to wear it to the Harry Styles concert on my birthday, and she said she left it at her ex-boyfriend's house. So she's saying, I have it, but I left it at my ex-boyfriend's house, and they broke up at the start of the year, and she moved out. But Sarah said she would try to get it back. It's fucking gone.
Right, it's gone.
It's gone.
He's not hanging
I never
on to
got
that.
It.
He wouldn't know what a Vivienne Westwood necklace was if it hit him
I
in
never
the face.
Got it, despite reminding her many times. Okay, so that's okay. Just annoying and disrespectful.
So you've lent someone something and they've not given it you back.
Yeah.
Annoying.
And they've kind lost of like, it. They've annoying. Lost it. Yeah.
Don't lend our shit again.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Especially expensive
Hard
stuff.
Lesson.
Mm. I'm not really bothered about a birthday present, but not even getting a card or a birthday wish from my best friend really hurt me. Yesterday, I texted her to let her know that the concert tickets had sold. I stood my ground and said to her that I will transfer her the money for the tickets once I get my necklace back. Oh, okay, gotcha. So you're saying I'm holding this fucking money around.
I'm keeping it.
Right, okay. Good, fair play. She did not like this.
No, I bet she didn't.
Sarah couldn't understand why I was doing this. She kept saying, you know I'll give you your necklace. Just send me the money. But do I know you'll get me the necklace? I've waited since last year for it back. Sarah kept pleading that she needed this money despite the fact that she is out in bars most nights.
Mm. See, that just doesn't help the case.
Yes. It's like what you said earlier. It's like, you know, it does not help that, you know, you owe me money or, you know, you're asking me for money, yet you're constantly...
You're outspending.
Yeah, you're constantly outspending.
Yeah,
right.
You're not like, you know,
yeah.
hiding out in your bedroom.
Right.
Walking everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
So despite this, I stood my ground again and kept saying, I will send her the money once I get my necklace.
Good for you, girl. Good for you.
Sarah told me to come and get it. Sarah told me to come and get it.
So she's found it.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Saturday, Sunday,
Monday. Oh, so she said Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I said, I'm busy all those days. And thought to myself, why should I come get my necklace that I've been waiting for months?
You come and drop it
yeah,
round.
Yeah, come and drop it round. Sarah has ignored my messages and I haven't heard from her since.
So she's found it then at her ex-boyfriend's
house. Right, well,
she's
saying, yeah, she's got it. Do you think I'm being harsh to Sarah? Should I just send her the money? I am fed up of her being in debt to me constantly and it's not fair on me. I can't help but feel guilty. It hurts me to see this friendship go as we have shared some amazing memories together. Mm. But is it time to leave it? You know, it's like a lot of relationships. You put up with a lot. Right.
Everyone's got a breaking point.
And I feel like you hit it. You were being so kind and generous and understanding and, you know, frustrated, but oh, she's my best friend, you know, la, la, la. And, but you know, eventually after years, it's like in a relationship, a reoccurring thing will keep happening. You stand
up
for
like,
yourself.
I feel like the easiest thing to do here is just get the mums involved. The mums are best friends. I would.
That's what I'd
be like,
do.
Oh, mum, can you just talk to Sarah, right? Because she...
Because you're only 19.
Because, yeah, like, she's got my Vivienne Westwood necklace. She's had it. I've been asking for her back for months. I've got the money back for those tickets, you know, because I sold those tickets and blah, blah. And I just feel like I'm going to hold on to it. Should I get money? And just ask the mums to sort it out. And the mum, your mum can text her mum and be like, hey, girls are, you know, having a bit of a sticking point. Right. Has Lucy got... I can come and pick up Lucy's necklace if she's got it. Like, can't the mums just deal with it? Your mum's the best mate. That's what I would do. I'd be like, oh, mum, this is your problem now. Sort it out for me. Yeah,
I'm going more. Please. Fucking sort this out.
Yeah,
right?
This is drama now.
Yeah. I think,
because, like, could you be like, oh, my mum, could you go around on Saturday and get this necklace? Or, like, could you tell your best friend to give it to her? I'm assuming you girls live at home. You're 19.
Yeah.
Unless you're out at uni.
Unless you're out at uni, yeah. Yeah, maybe they are out at uni, so they've got that air of independence, right? But... yeah, I think
so.
And
do you think she's
guilty.
Right? Do you think she's right to hold the money until she gets her necklace back? That is her question.
I think, like I said, you were putting up with a lot. You were letting things slide, and it got to the point where you're like, do you know what? Because you keep chatting all this shit, saying that you're going to do this and you're going to do that, and you're going to make sure that, you know, you pay me back, or I don't know, and you haven't done. You've never really followed through. So yeah, actually, you know, I'm going to do a bit of blackmail here, and I think
hold
fair
it
enough, because you probably would never have got your necklace back.
Well, she ain't got it back yet.
Well, yeah, and you haven't even got... So until you see the fucking necklace...
Yeah.
You know, I would think that she's still lying, and it doesn't even... It's not even around.
And yeah, I think it also helps your case that... I know she says she needs the money, but if she's out in bars every night, it's like, well, you're obviously not afraid to spend. You've got some spending, you know, or it's like you could send her half and be like, I'll send you the other half when I get my necklace, you know. I think... Yeah, it's a tricky one. You either just send, but then you're never going to get your necklace back if you don't.
No,
if you just send
just get the mums involved.
From what you've said, it sounds like you've often had to be the bigger person in this relationship. Right. And you've had to be the one that's like, okay, like, I'll take that on the chin. I'll just try and like get over that. I'll swallow that. Like, that's fucking annoying, but whatever.
Yeah.
Sounds like you often are left with all of that.
Yeah.
So I think, I'd be the same as you. I'd be like, do you know what? This time around, no, go fuck yourself.
But
I'm going to hold on to it. I'm holding
working.
On to the 80 quid.
It's working.
Yeah,
because
you'll get... She needs
I mean, she
to
said
act.
She's got the necklace back and she's saying she's going to get it back to you. So make sure you get it back and say, brilliant, thank you. I'll send you the money.
Yeah.
You know, and just...
And we're going to make a nice exchange.
Yeah.
Now we have it.
Do a nice business deal. Baby.
Okay. I'm going to my boyfriend's ex flame's wedding.
Do you know? I mean, look, at least she's getting married.
All right.
At least she's not pining.
At least she's changing
after
her
your
name.
Boyfriend.
True.
Do you know what I mean? But why
but boyfriend,
are you...
do we have to go?
Why are we going? Is the boyfriend going as
well?
I think
you're going as a couple.
Oh, I thought it was just like, I know of her. I've been invited.
Well, it could be. It could be. Let's read it.
Oh my God. Okay, well, that's even worse.
Around December time. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Me and my boyfriend received an invitation.
Well, you know what it's like? Who's Prince Harry's ex? That blonde girl.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what her name is. But yeah, I can picture her.
Cressida.
No idea what her name is.
I don't know what her name is, but the girl Prince Harry was with for years before Meghan Markle, she went to Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Did she?
Yes.
Oh.
She's there at the wedding.
Wow.
I'm thinking, what is everyone thinking here? Because they were in love and she just couldn't handle the paparazzi and the fame of it, but they were in love. But the reason was because she couldn't handle it.
So me and my boyfriend received an invitation to a wedding. Let's call the bride-to-be... Sarah. I've never heard of this girl until receiving the invitation. However, this isn't uncommon as I've been to a few weddings as my boyfriend's plus one and not really known the bride or groom. My boyfriend's friendship group from his hometown is massive, so I thought nothing of it. Okay, they're all kind of coming of age. You're going to weddings. It's not unusual for
but
you to not really know the bride or groom.
But why is she thinking to invite you two? I don't understand.
My boyfriend said it was a girl he went to school with and worked with for a few years during high school.
Right.
He said he hasn't spoken to her for years, so even he was surprised to get an invite. God, these people must be rich because these are not cheap.
Right.
And you're inviting people who
strangers.
You don't really know.
But also like someone you've probably slept with.
So fast forward to Saturday night just gone. We're out on a date with the drink, you know, the drinks are flowing. We're chatting about the wedding and I randomly asked to see Sarah's Instagram just to put a face to the name
absolutely.
And give the bride
to
be.
You need to know who the bride
can I see the lovely couple?
Yeah,
let me see. She's absolutely stunning.
Wow.
So I jokingly say, did you ever fancy her at school?
Oh, shit.
To which he said, nah, no way.
Liar!
A few minutes pass and the conversation has moved on to something else. He then backtracks and says, oh. Just so you know, she was my first. So not only did he fancy her, he also lost his virginity to her.
Right. So he, like, you're going to remember that person. Woman. Right.
I was in utter shock. And I questioned whether he would have ever actually told me or just let me turn up to the wedding none the wiser. No, I think he would have. I think he would have told you.
I mean, we'd hope so.
He said it just then, didn't he?
Because what would have been awkward is obviously you're going to be at this wedding with all the mates.
Yeah.
They probably all know that they were each other's first. Yeah. It will probably come up after a few
drinks. That could have been you up there. Could you imagine? Yeah.
Right.
It's not so much the fact that they slept together. I understand everyone has a past and I'm fine with that. Mm. And I'm obviously mature enough to attend the wedding, congratulate the bride and be respectful.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
It's more the fact that I've only just found out and the wedding is in 2 weeks.
Ugh.
I feel like he's had plenty of opportunities to tell me this sooner. All of his friends also know about this. So I do feel like it's being kept from me intentionally.
Yeah.
Should I be considering this a red flag? How do I go about this at the wedding? I am just feeling a little bit uncomfortable now as me and my boyfriend have never had this type of situation before. Mm. I don't know anyone he's been with in the past and I kind of hope to keep it that way.
Right.
Also, why is Sarah inviting her ex-flame to the wedding? Could never be me. Full stop.
Yeah, because it
could never be me.
Never. Are you mad?
But it's different with these, you know, hometown, big friendship groups.
Yeah, but it's fucking weird. I think it is a little alarming from him because it could have been a really funny moment, like when the invite came through.
Mm.
You know, let's say, when did we get the invite? 6 months ago.
Probably, save the date.
Maybe about seven or 8 months ago. When it came through, oh, okay. Oh, who's Sarah?
So who's this then?
He could have just laughed, started laughing, be like, oh, well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
She was the first person I ever slept with. I lost my virginity to her. Yeah. And just
surprised got invited.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, Sarah and Susan, they'll be there. You know them, you know.
Yeah.
Jack and Tom, they'll be there. Right. We know them.
But it's like, and
probably be quite a fun wedding.
And tell you right there and then who this person is. He lied to you and said, oh, she's just a friend from school.
Well, he just kept that part.
Which makes it worse. Because then it's like, what are you hiding then? But then it just makes him look even more
sneaky. I think
he just
probably wanted to preserve your feelings.
Yeah, which I understand, but he...
Because it would have been awkward.
Hindsight
is a beautiful... Oh, should I say that? Should I not?
Right.
Like,
but he should have just...
And then it's just gone on and on. Maybe you've not really spoken about it. But now it's 2 weeks away and now you're like, oh, what am I going to wear? Can I see this couple? Who are we going with? And it's just like, come out. I don't think it was like, he's being sneaky and still has family.
No, because she is getting married.
Yeah, come on. I think it was more just like, he wanted to preserve your feelings in that moment. Didn't feel like having this potential, like, awkward conversation there and then.
But it could have been such a funny, like...
He could have, yeah.
You know, he
went about it wrong, but I understand what he's done. But I mean, you don't have to go.
No.
If you're uncomfortable going to this wedding, if you don't want to meet your boyfriend's, you know, ex-flame from school,
you don't have to see him converse with her. Like, if that's going to make you feel uncomfortable, don't put yourself in an uncomfortable situation that you don't want to be in. Like, you don't have to force yourself. Like, he can go along, and it's not like he's going to be fucking sleeping with her around the back. Like,
she's getting married.
Wedding day. So, you know, and yes, it's a little shady from him that he didn't tell you straight away, but look, I get it. He was probably panicked. He probably wasn't expecting the invite.
Yeah.
And then maybe sort of thought, fucking hell, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, who's that? And I understand how he was like, oh, she's just a friend from school, la la la.
Naturally. Because also, like, they if that's who he lost his virginity to, that could have just been like, literally once.
Right.
It wasn't like, they may not have even had a relationship.
But we don't know.
We don't know. But like, it could have just been a one,
Yeah, you know what it was for me though?
Minute and a half encounter.
He doesn't fancy her. Obviously, she's a beautiful girl. Yeah.
But what's your boyfriend going to say?
I know,
your boyfriend's going to be like, no, he doesn't want to upset you. He doesn't want to be like, yeah, she's really fit. Everyone fucking fancied her. Now let's go and see her in 2 weeks. Of course he's not going
to
say that.
I know, but then it's the shady behavior. Now it's like, you're lying to me. What else are you lying to me about? And then it's
I don't think that's lying.
Seeds.
I think that's just him trying to like... trying to like just not, you're out on a date night, you're on a date, know, you're having drinks,
oh she's beautiful, la la la, did you ever fancy her, no, and it's like, look, just be honest, like you lost your virginity to her, like,
but then that's what he said after.
I know
he said, oh well, I'll actually, I did,
but it's
blah,
like, just
blah,
don't
blah.
Deny it, let's just try and be open and honest, and I'll
I
be
think
honest
that's pretty
to you.
Normal. I think if you said, oh do you think she's fit, most guys would be like, nah, she's not my type. You're on a date night with your boyfriend. What's he gonna say? Oh yeah, she's really fucking sexy, actually.
Yeah,
like,
but you say, oh, she's, you know,
she's
a pretty
girl at school.
That's what you say. She's a pretty girl at school.
Oh, she was a pretty girl at school.
Yeah, don't deny that she's not attractive.
He was trying to save face. You're on a date night. You go into a wedding in 2 weeks.
So her question is this a red flag?
No, I think it's just a bad circumstance. I think he panicked.
A bad turn
absolutely
of events.
He could have handled it better, but I think he panicked. He wasn't expecting the invitation. You've gone to a lot of his home friends are getting married. You've gone to a couple of the other weddings. He's thought, oh my God, this is funny. Yeah. And he's just like, he's a bit of panic. He's not dealt with it correctly. Right. He maybe has been thinking, like, I should probably tell her, actually, that I've slept with her, but I don't want to cause an argument. I'm not, you know, we're having a really good time now. We're in a really good place. I don't want to blah, 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 blah. Like,
it is.
I think maybe he just could have handled it a little bit better, but I don't think this is like.
Because, like you said, this is the
sneakiness.
First time we've ever, like, had this little thing. So, obviously, yeah, he was a bit on edge. Because, you know,
you don't have to go. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go.
But I think have comfort in the fact that
probably
it's her fucking wedding. Also, it would be way worse. Like, imagine it was just like her birthday party. And she was just inviting people from her hometown and whatever. And you were going into this birthday party. And she doesn't have a boyfriend or whatever. Imagine she was single. Right, and then
that would be scary.
Right, and then he was keeping this information from you.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's not the situation. She's getting married.
No, I know, but it's her. It's her wedding day, so it's fine.
But good luck. I think this happens with like small. I had a friend at the weekend who went to her boyfriend's ex's like welcome home party.
Welcome home party. Okay.
So it was like a reunion from like hometown girls. And it was like, oh my God, that's actually his ex. And she was like, yeah, it was great. We had a nice time. Like, it was lovely. Like, she looked great. Like, it's just, I think when you're, if they've got this big hometown group,
it's kind of hard.
It's kind of inevitable. Like, we all, you know, if we all went to these different schools and we're all kind of crossing paths, like, yeah, well, that one was my ex and I have gone out with that one. Like, I think that's kind of just.
Why she invited him though?
But yeah, we're the, well, because maybe home, I don't know.
I know, but on no planet Earth am I inviting an ex-boyfriend of mine, regardless of if we were 16 or 17 or whatever, with his fucking new girlfriend.
Especially because they've fallen out of touch. But people get sentimental.
People get sentimental.
And it's like, oh, well, I'll invite my home friends. And maybe she's thought, well, I can't invite the whole group and not invite him. I don't feel any type of way about him. Sure, I'll invite him. He might not even come.
But
like, she's
be,
just extended the invitation.
I get that, but then it'd be so understandable that, oh, obviously she's not invited Ben. It's her ex. It's like, she didn't have to invite him.
But
like,
maybe
the friends would understand.
But maybe it's a good thing that she did, because that's what I'm saying. Like, if they just slept together once when they were 16, it's not like they had this big 3-year serious relationship.
Yeah,
and it was like, it's quite like a funny, almost like innocent story that's like, oh my God, that was like over 10 years, could be 15
years ago.
Like, it's not like it was like, oh yeah, well, 3 years ago we actually slept together.
Yeah, I mean, that's
blah,
a good
blah,
point.
Blah, blah.
Anything, you
kind
know,
of a good sign.
Anything earlier than 5 years, like, that is too soon. But if it's over five, seven, six, seven, eight, nine, years ago, then you hope.
But I think, look, if you don't feel like going, don't go. You're not, you don't have to go if you don't want to.
Personally, I probably wouldn't be inclined to go.
Me neither, I don't
think.
Yeah,
I think I'd say, you go.
Yeah, have a nice time.
I deny you going with your friends.
I don't need to be there.
I don't need to be there. I don't want to be on air, you know, just or witness. You know, you just don't want to put yourself in a situation. Especially because you said you're not aware of any of his exes and you don't wish
you
to
like
be aware
it that
and
way.
You like it that way. You know, some people like to know all the exes, want to know their fucking names, how long, you know, when and where. And some people just don't want to know a thing. So it just depends on.
But it sounds like it's going to be a pretty big wedding. It probably
fucking
quite fun.
You know what?
Sunny. You're
going to
meet all the people that you the people there that you know.
Right.
You may not even have a chance to
listen,
speak.
It could just be a nice chance to get a nice free meal, some lovely desserts, some free drinks.
Some free drinks, a nice dress.
A little dress.
Nice
know,
fun
nice
day
Instagram
with your boyfriend.
Picture.
Could be quite fun.
Yeah, an excuse to, you know, rent a dress from her.
Yeah.
You know, little wedding.
Little wedding number. Moments. Little wedding guest moment.
Imagine he shed a tear at the aisle.
when she walked down.
When she walked down, he looked at her. imagine she's walking down. He looked at her, he gasped because he's not seen her in years and she was so breathtakingly beautiful.
She was.
He fucking gasped, like, beautiful.
But like, we're leaving.
Yeah, imagine he was like, oh, wow. And all the lads were like, oh, Coy, that could have been you. Imagine they were like, oh, that could have been you.
But then that's what you just said before when you were like, why didn't he just say that she was attractive? Why is he lying?
But you don't
know. Now you're saying if he says she's beautiful, you're going to be angry.
But you go, while she's walking down the aisle, you go, oh, well, that's the most beautiful she's probably going to look.
That's normal to say about the bride.
Yes, but I'm saying if he was gasping and shedding a tear at her beauty
and bowing down.
And he's stood there with his new girlfriend. Fuck.
Oh my God. Oh,
and then he goes over to the new husband. Take care of her.
You're a lucky man.
I just spat everywhere. You're a lucky man. Excuse you. What are you on about? You're a lucky man. No.
Oh, I just was quite funny.
I just couldn't put myself in that situation.
A lot of guys were killed to be you.
You hit the jackpot there. Excuse you.
Oh my God, that was funny. Could you imagine?
So just maybe just don't put yourself in a
maybe
situation
just don't go.
Where you have to witness anything like that. Okay, so we've got classic. I mean, this is just giving classic, just like...
Well, this is different. This is... But we've not had this view.
Right, and it takes us back. But it takes us back to one of the biggest issues in relationships. The girl mates. Or the guy mates. So we've got, he's only friends with girls. So what, no guy friends at all. Is this a red flag or am I being naive? So, hi girls.
Hello.
I'm 23 and single.
Oh.
Been dating around. Okay. So I imagine this guy is like a new guy on the scene.
Okay.
I'm 23 and single, been dating around, having a great time. And my current favorite is Brian.
Got it.
He's 25, has a good job, and we have the same sense of humor.
Okay.
He's really complimentary, makes a lot of effort with me, and we're just always laughing.
Great.
There are no red flags, all drama. We've just been having fun and enjoying each other's company. All good vibes.
Lovely. Bliss.
I've been seeing him for about 3 months now.
Oh,
so,
that's
we're on the road.
On.
So it sounds like you're on the road to relationship dump.
He's leaving the pack, you know. Yes. He's like not sat on the roster bench.
Yes.
He's not in rotation. He's becoming a clear favorite.
You're now considering
he's
him
pulling
as a,
ahead of the others.
A potential. So about a month ago, Brian went to Bali.
Oh. Okay.
He told me he was going with his friendship group to visit another friend who was working out there. Oh, okay. He even said that he would make me little vlogs every day. That's nice.
Oh, that's cute.
Of what he was up to, where he was staying, etc.
That's
which
nice.
Which he did, and it was really cute. Aww. I really think that's
little
so
vlogs.
Nice. Just little personal.
That's
ones
what we want,
to you.
Isn't it?
And he actually
lads
followed
holiday.
Through.
Oh, I'll send you a vlog every day.
And yeah, he didn't just say it; he actually did
followed
it.
Through. That's really cute.
Love
that shows
however,
he was thinking of you.
In these vlogs and his pictures, I noticed he was on this trip with 6 girls. Not one or two, 6 girls. I didn't see a single man.
Oh my God.
So he's openly going.
Yeah, he's not hiding it. I think that's
okay,
a good
at least
thing.
He's not hiding. So there was not a single man in any video or picture.
Wow.
And I thought it was a bit odd, but you know, I didn't dwell on it. Yeah, because it's early days. What are you going to do? Who are those girls?
Yeah,
you know?
One of them could be a sister for all. You could be a cousin.
Right. I've noticed more and more that there are no other guys on his Instagram.
Oh my God.
Any nights out he goes on, it's just with girls. This is unusual.
Okay,
this is
unique.
He also went to a festival a few weeks ago, and when I asked who he was going with, he said, oh, just all my friends.
Just the girls.
And there's seven of us. Again, it's him and six girls.
Okay.
So there are a group of seven, it's him and the 6 girls. Okay. I'm not concerned about this in a jealousy way, as it's early days and also just not something I worry about.
Right.
I'm just a bit confused because I've never come across this before.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a red flag or an indicator of something that I'm missing. I don't necessarily think I should bring it up because it's not like an issue.
Right.
It's just strange.
I think you could bring it up. Yeah. But not in an issue way. Just be like, so talk me through the girls. Like, how do you know them all? Yeah. Like,
just being curious.
How come you're how come you've got so in the girl gang? Yeah. Like, they must love you. How's that happened?
Because that's just
how do you know them all?
Yeah, because that's just state.
That's
the
what
obvious.
You do about any friends. Well, where did you meet him? Well, how long have you known him for? Who's your best friend within the group? Right. That's normal.
Exactly. Questions like if he was friends with Ben, you go, oh, so how long have you known Ben for?
Yeah, so just ask it about Sarah.
Right. Of course I have guy friends who are completely platonic and important to me, but I also have my core girls and I can't imagine just having a big group of boys as my only friends. I also think if we were to become serious and he took me to meet his friends, would I feel uncomfortable or intimidated meeting up with six girls? Well, yeah, because now you're considering, are they going to be welcoming? Are they not going to, do they want him to have a girlfriend? Does one of, is one of them in love with him? Has he had, you know, little flings with one of them, you know?
No, because then I don't think he would be in the group.
I mean, I mean, you would like to think. But I can see where your mind would go. Especially if you've got
but
a lot of questions.
But then they also, like, they could be so nice.
Nice, exactly.
And they could be so excited to meet you. And be like, finally, we've been trying to get Brian a girlfriend
for ages. We've been
waiting
for Brian to get a girlfriend.
Yeah, this is so exciting.
So excited to welcome in the eighth member of the girl gang. Of course they could all be lovely, but statistically, surely at least one of them is a prick. I mean, it's a lot of girls.
It's a lot of girls, yeah.
But hopefully they're just a blissful friendship group. It's just a dynamic I'm not used to and would love to hear your thoughts. For context, my most recent relationship about a year ago, I was cheated on. Since this happened, I've kind of said this was my fault because there were clear signs that my boyfriend at the time was going to cheat. For example, he would tell me...
It wasn't your fault.
No, don't blame yourself. He's the twat. For example, he would tell me he was FaceTiming or meeting up with this girl from uni to study. But I just... And I was like going along with it saying, okay, cool, you know, have a good time.
Well, you're trusting of people.
Yeah, but turns out, obviously, he was sleeping with her.
Right, okay.
So, okay, so now you start... It's not your fault, but I understand how you're trying... You're kind of like comparing and thinking... Well,
I
if
don't
he's
want to be
saying
that again.
He's going to Bali
Am
with
I
these
being
girls,
naive?
Right? Yeah. What's he doing with these girls? I get it. I just have the mindset of if they're going to cheat, they will. Stressing myself out or trying to analyze men's behavior is not going to prevent it or benefit me.
Absolutely. Yeah, hit nail on the head there.
I'm not trying to sound like a pick me girl. It's just how I was raised. My mum always drilled in that a relationship is a bonus and should not become your entire life.
Amen.
I'm very independent and happy with my life. And if a man comes in and that's a bonus, but I don't let it consume me. I'm just thinking maybe I'm too relaxed about this. You know, am I missing? Do you know what? You're probably thinking like, it's all fine, but you're probably just like stressed. Like, am I missing something?
Yeah.
Because
I thought it was all fine last time.
Yeah. I don't think I should change how I am because become more paranoid.
No.
You know, but am I being an idiot? Thank you so much. I've attached some pics and him with the girls in
Here
Bali.
We go.
I mean, hopefully none of these fucking girls
are listening.
To this fucking
Who's
podcast.
Got one boy.
Yeah, because they're thinking maybe we were just in Bali with our guy best friend.
And he's seen someone new for about 3 months.
Wait, I'm looking at these
pics. But maybe that could start the conversation that everyone needs.
Oh, the girls are really cute, the best, but they look really kind, the friends.
Okay.
So that's the sitch.
I mean, I've never heard of it before where a guy has got five girl mates or six girl mates and no guy friends
in the group.
Like, I'm kind of surprised that you didn't already know that before they went to Bali. Like, you've been dating him for 3 months. I'm sure it was like, oh, so who are you friends with? Like, what's your friend group?
Right.
I'm surprised he didn't say like, oh, well, it's me and Sarah, Jackie, Susan, Ashley, Jessica, blah, 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 blah. You know,
Sarah, like, Susan, Ashley, Nicole, and we've got Lucy.
Yeah, I'm surprised that like you were watching these vlogs and you thought, hang on, there's no boy here. Like, was that? Did he not say that?
I mean, obviously not. Obviously, he didn't think it was something he wanted to bring up.
Like, has he not said like, oh, you know, I've got such lovely girlfriends, they would love you.
Yeah,
like, I think you'll really get along with Ashley, she's so nice. Like, I think you and her would get along really well. Like, was there none of that?
I feel like there hasn't been any of that, because
no, which is interesting.
You would have said like, oh, he said that I'll get along great with these girls and la la la.
Yeah, but maybe it's just been a very casual 3 months and it's not got there yet.
Like, and he's been on this big trip to Bali. Like, I think just look, you're going into the relationship with open
with
eyes.
With eyes open.
You know, an open heart. He's, you know, you said at the start of the email, he's funny, he's mm-hmm. great, he's got a great job.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, he sounds great.
Yeah.
You know, there's just the one thing.
Well,
that
he obviously gets along with females, yeah, gets along
that,
with women.
That's a
like,
positive
I'm imagining
thing.
Maybe he grew up with three or four sisters mm. and like he's a guy that really gets along and that's perfect.
And the thing is like we don't know enough about him to know the history of the maybe they were in a big group yeah. where there was five other guys.
Yeah.
We don't know what's happened.
Yeah.
Or like
or maybe like him and one of the girls have been friends since they were little
right.
kids and their mums are friends.
Yeah.
And then it's just gone along and maybe he didn't make many good guy friends at school. So she brought him yeah. into that group and that's just how
and
it's
he,
blossomed.
And he just gets along with the girls.
Yeah.
And maybe
if
like,
anything, it's pretty good sign because
yeah.
he's obviously gets along with girls. Yeah. I'm imagining if he did like if any of the girls didn't like him, they'd probably push him out. Because like,
yeah.
he, like, you know, the fact
he would
the,
not be in Parliament.
The
them,
fact that
sure.
he's like a treasured member of
yeah.
the group is a great sign.
Yeah.
They like.
I think so. I think if the girls love him, then brilliant.
Then
like,
brilliant.
Hopefully,
they've given the sign off.
Yeah, because they're not going to be hanging around with
guy
any
they don't
kind
like,
of weirdo.
Or a guy who's a prick or
right.
a guy who slept with one of them and kissed another one and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. Like he wouldn't be in that group.
And
they've obviously got a really
right.
nice
relationship.
Friendship.
And obviously, you know, the girls probably feel safe traveling with a guy. I would.
Absolutely.
Fucking
it's a bonus.
You know, it's a bonus. If we had a guy mate who
yeah.
was like, absolutely.
Bring
like,
Harry
yeah.
along.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fucking, it's good to have some male energy, you know,
yeah.
when we're traveling out here
yeah.
as girls.
It is.
So I think
you
want to
meet them.
I think, you know, say something. Say, like Sophia said, say, oh, so tell me about the girls.
Yeah.
Get, you know, get him to talk you through each of them. Like,
yeah.
you want to get to know them. Like, if this guy is going to be your future boyfriend,
yeah.
you do need to know
how
these
girls. How
did
this come about? Like, how come
yeah.
you're the guy? Like, what's, how is this?
Yeah.
yeah.
And
like,
he
really
will,
positive.
Yeah, really
just
positive.
Like, genuine curiosity. Because
yeah.
it's a unique situation.
Yeah.
Like, there's
just
not
be,
a lot of friendship groups out there that
yeah.
are so, like, girl heavy in one guy.
No.
Like,
I'd say just be curious and just ask some questions and feel it out. If anything, thinks making you because something might make you feel uncomfortable
mm.
or his answers might be so, you might be like, oh, like they're purely just mates,
yeah,
and then just feel it out and just see what the vibes are.
Yeah,
whatever your gut is telling you, follow through with that.
Yeah.
Like hopefully he's not like sleeping with two of them, do you know what I mean? But you just
I
never
don't
know
think so, yeah.
I don't think so, but you just never know. So just like you're going into it with open eyes and you know.
Yeah, and discuss it.
And
ask,
just discuss
ask your mum, ask people around
yeah.
you. What do you think about this? People have different
yeah.
opinions and they might offer you a
yeah.
different, like, they might be like, oh yeah, well, my friend
yeah.
from this work, yeah,
right.
he was blah, 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 like, you know.
Right.
But
I think you need to
I would
ask,
be the same as you. I'd be like, whoa, this is different.
There's obviously, he's obviously got a story as to how this came about.
Yeah,
and we need to
and
know
that's
that
what
story.
You want to know. Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to get to know the girls.
And maybe like he has got a good group of guy friends, but then thinking like boys' holidays, fucking nightmare to organize. No one's going to do it. The girls are organized.
True.
They're going to plan. They've got this out the group
nice
chat.
Restaurants.
And it's happening. Nice restaurants.
Yeah.
Nice itinerary.
Nice beach clubs.
Maybe mm-hmm. the boys are thinking if he doesn't want to go on yeah. the lads' holidays, thinking, I'm fucking
yeah.
going on the girls' holiday because the lads' holiday sounds shit and it's never going to make it out the group chat.
Yeah.
Like maybe he has got guy friends
yeah.
but they just don't
or they're not on his Instagram
they
don't take
they
pictures
don't overlap.
Together
yeah because
yeah.
boys don't do that
don't.
Or like yeah maybe there's more to this than you think
and maybe it's just quite simply he's like I have a better time with the girls
yeah
and I'm putting myself first I
yeah.
don't care if anyone thinks it was a bit strange
yeah.
they're
just
my
like,
mates
just like there's a lot of girls out there who are only friends with guys
yeah, and that's
they get
fine.
Along with them better they find
right.
it easier
right.
they have a good time
right that's
it's just because it's
just
not so commonly the other way around
yeah. And like he's probably been mates with these girls since fucking
primary school, honestly.
And maybe like a couple of them are cousins or
I think
shit.
There's a parent connection
yeah,
somewhere.
I think, yeah.
I
maybe,
do.
Yes, maybe two of the families are family friends.
I think so.
Maybe two of the girls are sisters.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. And then all of a sudden you've got
and
a group,
you never
big
know.
Group of seven.
And you never know. Maybe it was like... maybe the mums were saying, oh, well, Tom needs to go to Bali with the girls.
There we go.
The girls are at Tom Unis, you should go
yeah.
as well. Watch out, look out
and
for
like
them.
The festivals make sense.
Yeah,
well,
makes
we should
sense.
We should bring Tom. We should bring Tom.
Yeah,
we should
Tom
invite Tom.
To come.
We like him. We have a good time. Keeps us safe.
Yeah.
It's like a built-in security
I think
guard.
You just ask some questions.
I think all groups of six girls should have one designated man.
Absolutely.
To fucking accompany
I
them.
I quite like
protect.
One.
I'd love a man around just to protect. Wouldn't you?
Just to give the energy.
On our little Mykonos trip, got a lovely little security guard.
Yeah. Well, it's like when we went to Coachella with Mark. Oh. He's a gay guy, but still it was just like this male energy. Yeah. Like, I feel like I can do anything.
It was a great energy.
Yeah, because he was tall. People thought he was our security.
Protectors. Like, it didn't feel like we were vulnerable.
It was
out
like
there.
Guys weren't coming up to us because they were like, are you with that guy? Like, they didn't know.
And it was just like, with that guy there with the bandana on.
And it was just like, it literally is like, you just feel like safe.
So I get it. Listen.
I get it.
I'm inviting fucking Let's Go
Bali. He can
Bali,
come on
ours
as well.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Ask some questions. Baby. All right, guys. Right. That brings us to the end of our girl
talk. What do I type in on...
Boyfriend.
On Pinterest to get a quote.
Friends.
Ah, go on then. Should I put guy friend quotes?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine this is a quote you sharing your story. Sophia's gonna share this on the story.
Stop.
Guys and girls can hang out without being a thing. It's called friendship, people.
It's called friendship, people.
No, wait.
Put that on my story.
Yeah. Guy best friends are cool because they'll compliment you and listen to your dumb drama, but
you're
also
dumb.
Tell you
my
when
my drama's not dumb. No. Beg your pardon.
And also
this
tell you when
business.
You're being a psycho. Right, it's not really giving on Pinterest right now.
Jinty's Pinterest isn't providing this
people
week.
People never pay you back with the same mood they use to borrow your money.
That's
actually really good. Let me read that one again. I mean, it looks terrible. It's not giving
it's
Pinterest.
It's not aesthetic.
People never pay you back with the same mood they use to borrow your money. Well, yeah, it's like that girl. She'll very happily be kind to you and say,
begging.
Please, can you borrow me some money? You know, la, la, la. But it's never that same attitude energy. When it comes to returning the funds.
That's a good one,
that's
actually.
A good one. It's a good thing
worked
to look
out in the
for.
End.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you're part of the group chat, we'll see you on Monday. If you're a real one, we'll see you on Monday.
Absolutely.
If not, we'll see you on Wednesday. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom, TikTok, YouTube, all of that.
We'll
lots
be there.
Of love.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.